This is GQDN for October the 24th, 2022. In today's news, we have a little dev surprise. Some Goonie characters coming in. And some game trademarks coming in there as well. Interesting stuff. But today, we start with something that has been going on for the past couple of weeks there for Bayonetta. And Destructoid gave us an update as to the voice actors news. Because according to possibly Forbes, there was a bit of discovery that was done by a media site that Helena Taylor was initially offered around $10,000, with an additional $5,000 added after negotiation. Now, some of the media sites were saying that she was offered nearly $250,000, but she did post a tweet and a reply. On Twitter, she posted, "It has come to my attention that some people are calling me a liar and a gold digger. I feel the need to defend myself and my reputation in the industry." And she went on to say, "Any other lies such as 4,000 or 5 sessions are total fabrications. There were not extensive negotiations. I've been informed of ridiculous fictions, such as I asked for $250,000. I'm a team player, just asking for a liar, living wage, in line for the value that I bring to this game." For the quote, "There are people who are attempting to throw shade and discredit what I say. The industry is powerful. They have powerful journalists too. They're trying to save their assets. Don't fall for it." Very, very interesting stuff. Now we go on to Activision. Well, some of the devs of Activision North, or Blizzard North, is what we like to say about them. Well, they were doing some talking. And according to PCGamer.com, they were talking at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, at which there was some pretty good Diablo 3 chat. Well, a couple of names. David Bebrick was there. Jay Wilson was there. And so was Matt Ullman. Now, Ullman did talk about the Blizzard North being shut down. And he said, quote, "Also, they closed down. By the way, Wikipedia says that like Vivendi or the French made a decision, don't believe the business history you read online. Businesses' history is always stupid and wrong. You spend 5 minutes looking at who owns what and realize what the reality is in most of these situations." Further quote, "The French didn't shut down the studio in 2005. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. World of Warcraft was making more money than like the CIA selling crack in 1988. And also, Blizzard co-founder and president, Mike Morhaime, who I liked, had all the money and all the leverage in that situation. And maybe it wasn't an inappropriate move, no matter how it was handled. It may have been the right call at the time." So Jay Wilson said, "Oh, the unkind terms Blizzard HQ had for Blizzard North." Matt Householder added, quote, "We were at Blizzard North, called ourselves BN. We called Blizzard South BS." Oh, the humor of it all. Wilson further said, "Activision's effect on Blizzard was like a frog in a boiling pot of water." Further quote, "Early on, it felt like nothing. Later, as the business models progressed for products, it became more and more. The products that were newer, that were making money, had enormous amounts of pressure on them to produce. Like Heroes of the Storm, they were just crushed in meetings with Activision, where they were always talking about the bottom line, how to pull more money out of that. Diablo 3 wasn't affected too much because we were very solidly a premium box model." There's a lot of more quotes up there, so go check out that post via PC Gamer. Sony from Eurogamer is now, well, I'll have to look into this. They might be removing the the expiry dates from PlayStation Plus. So some of the games like Res Infinite, but without a date, it's unclear to see how much longer it will be available. And according to Push Square, Sony did not detail expiry dates in its monthly PlayStation blog posts. Curious. So we'll have to see what happens there. By the way, I did quote that from Eurogamer.net, so go check them out, please. Now we go to Destructoid. You know I go to Destructoid. And apparently Square Enix did trademark a name. The name is Symbio Genesis. So what could that mean? Well, what they're thinking is that this game could be a reference to Parasite Eve. So I know nothing about Parasite Eve, but looking at it, Parasite Eve did release on PlayStation in 1998. So could this be a remake? Could this be something different? Could this be something, rather interesting? We don't know. But when we find out, we'll let you know. Like I said, there's a lot of good stuff in here. Well, this one's kind of questionable. GameSpot.com reports that, after Xbox did it, PlayStation 5's going to do it. Discord voice integration could be coming soon. So there's a bit of a spoiler here from @AdVitth, something like it's A-D-V-A-I-T-H, J1. It just says PS5 voice integration. So now you could, basically says that you can join voice on PlayStation. And it does give kind of the stuff and things that you could do. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, blah, blah, blah. And, that would be that. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And like I said, I'll look for Discord on my PlayStation 5 when I turn that thing on. We'll see. We will indeed see. Now, we go on to DualShockers. Hey, we talk about PlayStation 5, right? Well, there is some talk now that the Goonies, I'm telling you, they're going into movies for multiverses. And the Goonies is one of them. So if anybody remembers the Goonies, they're going to multiverses. Well, they might be going to multiverses. Susie at Multiverse Susie did say, on the Multiverses hub server, one of the data miners there has found a string of Goonies mentioned as character universe. There might be a chance that Sloth or any of the Goonie characters could come to multiverses soon. But for now, I'd say take it as a grain of salt. Let's see. Is it a Warner Brothers movie? Is it something that Warner Brothers did? They did. Oh, boy. And if that comes true, I'm going to have to talk to somebody at work about that. But maybe not about this. Eurogamer.net, and this is the last story of the day, did say that, there might be a sneak peek to a lo-fi horror game called 5-7. So, you know me, or by 5-7. So, they did make an unexpected appearance in a Reddit thread spotted on a Reddit thread that was on a YouTube video, and it was dropped right in the middle of the section of Vampire Rain Altered Species. No, I'm not going to check that out. No, forget it. But you can check us out at thegroupquest.com, where you can find all the links to Audible, one of our great sponsors, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and buystackup.org. And on Twitter, find me at Joe Brums. You can find me and Gulvin at Group Quest. And you can find everybody in the Dawn Forge Network at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news.